The HSE is to carry out a review of the deaths of babies in hospital between 2021 and 2023. The campaign group Safer Births Ireland had been seeking a wider public inquiry. In recent years, there have been several controversies about the deaths of babies in hospital. Dr. Cliona Murphy is the clinical director of the National Women's and Children's Health Programme with the HSE. So I asked her why they decided to conduct this inquiry now.
So I wouldn't call it an inquiry for starters. So the reason this review is occurring, and it will be an ongoing review, is the NPEC reports do an audit of perinatal deaths, and one of the recommendations was to look in more depth at these perinatal deaths. You know, so looking at the maternal deaths as a confidential inquiry in maternal deaths that Ireland and the UK have been part of for many years, and the learnings that come out of that are very rich and very applicable to the systems, and we learn a lot from that. So we've been talking about this actually since last year, about moving forward with a similar process for perinatal for baby deaths.
So can you explain then for us what's going to happen? How will this work?
So this is a confidential system that will be systematic, multidisciplinary. So it involves obstetricians, it involves anaesthetists, pathologists, all relevant personnel. The reason it's called confidential is it's anonymised. So that removes bias from those assessors, that they are not looking at cases they're already aware of, and then looking at defined time, defined sample. The babies we're very interested in are obviously those who've got to maybe 37 weeks and up to a week after birth. So those babies that really, have reached a certain gestation that you would expect maybe they should have survived, and what were the reasons that they didn't.
Will the families, will they be fully informed about this process?
So we're scoping out what this process looks like, but just to, I suppose if I can refer back to how it works for maternal deaths. So maternal deaths in Ireland all have an external review at the national level. But the kind of confidential inquiry piece, all of those notes are anonymised. There's separate assessors, and there are patient advocate lay input to the whole process. So it is very rigorous and very robust. So it's very similar methodology will be invoked in that. So and it is not the HSE that does this, it's NPEC, National Perinatal Epidemiology Centre, have the processes and have the personnel for this.
Mm-hmm. But I suppose what I'm trying to find out is, will families know if their case is being examined?
So so obviously there would, they will need to be informed going forward as to how this is. So we're at the very preliminary stages of how this is going to work, and the outreach to the various groups who would need to be, stakeholder engagement on all sides.
And how long is this process likely to take, or will it be ongoing?
It should be ongoing. So, we're looking at a 3-year rolling process. So essentially, if you look at 1 year, you may get learnings from that, but you get better information if you pool over 3 years. And that's what we found, especially in a relatively small country. And then you will get better reporting when you look at those over the next number of years. So we envisage that this will be a permanent process, and that will, help us improve services going forward and learn from, themes that might emerge. So, for example, something that emerged from looking at maternal deaths a more bird's eye view was, a number of years ago, it emerged that pulmonary emboli, so that's clots in the legs or the lung, were an important feature. And so a lot of education and treatment pathways went into trying to prevent those, and that has worked. So that's the kind of learning you want to get out of that, that maybe you wouldn't get out if you only looked at one case, and you wouldn't really be able to apply that across the board.
Safer Birth Ireland, which, as you know, represents bereaved parents, it says it's concerned that the review won't be sufficiently transparent. What would you say to that?
So, well, I can understand, I suppose, sometimes the term confidential may have put people off, but I would refer to the processes that are involved, and it's to have an unbiased look at things, and that all of these reports then get published. And actually, NPEC have a very good track record of publishing their reports, the statistics, etc., and the themes that come out of it.
All right, then. So just to be clear about that, the findings will be published, albeit anonymised.
Yes. And so if you look at our, we have maternal morbidity reports since 2011, and there's a layperson on that group, and there's a lay summary and a critique by that person. So it is very important. I think it's Claire Jones. It is very important that, you know, service users, people who've lived the experience, are brought into the process. And we're very conscious of that. And I'm very conscious there are people listening today that, you know, maybe, you know, affected by these issues and maybe grieving still even from many years ago. So, you know, the individual tragic case, I mean, it's my heart goes out to anybody who's suffered a baby death.
And that was Dr. Cliona Murphy of the HSE on that new review. Now,